Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 52. We're going to be reading it twice, first from the Good News Translation, which is a really good, easy to understand and easy to follow version. And then we're going to read from a more traditional version, the New King James Version, which is a bit more of a word-to-word translation. And this is a psalm of David, and we know when it happened as well. It says, "A contemplation of David, when Doeg the Edomite went out and told Saul and said to him, 'David has gone to the house of Ahimelech.'" If you want to follow up that story and get a bit more context, then you can read it in 1 Samuel, I think it's chapters 21, 22 and onwards. So let's read Psalm 52, firstly from the Good News Translation. "Why do you boast, great one, of your evil? God's faithfulness is eternal. You make plans to ruin others. Your tongue is like a sharp razor. You are always inventing lies. You love evil more than good and falsehood more than truth. You love to hurt people with your words, you liar. So God will ruin you forever. He will take hold of you and snatch you from your home. He will remove you from the world of the living. Righteous people will see this and be afraid. Then they will laugh at you and say, 'Look, here is someone who did not depend on God for safety, but trusted instead in great wealth and looked for security in being wicked. But I am like an olive tree growing in the house of God. I trust in his constant love forever and ever. I will always thank you, God, for what you have done. In the presence of your people, I will proclaim that you are good.'" And now we read the same psalm, Psalm 52, but this time in the New King James Version. "Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. Your tongue devises destruction, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, 'Here is the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness.' But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise you forever because you have done it. And in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good." So this is Psalm 52, and it's a shorter psalm. And in it, our psalmist David is talking to someone who is boasting in evil. You might remember a few psalms ago, there was a psalm talking about the folly of trusting in riches, that when a person passes away, they don't get to take their riches with them. And here we have similar warnings. People who trust in their wicked ways, their deceitful ways, at how good they are at lying or conning people or making money, at the end of the day, have to come before God. David is writing about someone who loves lying with a deceitful tongue. Have you ever heard that phrase, their words pierced my heart? And this psalm talks about words being like a sharp razor working deceitfully, hurting and cutting. Words can be painful. It even says you love devouring words. Words can devour. And what's the response of God? Well, one day that person will no longer be in the land of the living. And what do the righteous do? They say, well, I see what's happened to that person and it's not going to happen to me. I'm not going to make those same mistakes. I'm going to make God my strength. I'm not going to trust in my riches or in my wickedness. And so the psalmist ends by saying, I am like a green olive tree in the house of God, and I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. And I will praise you. And he says that I'll praise you before others as well. Let's not wait to start trusting on God. Let's not trust in our finances or in our money or in the things that we think we're good at. But let's trust in him. Let's give him thanks and let's give him praise. Let's not think that people are getting away with things because God sees everything. Let's not boast in evil. But when we see others boasting in evil, it's okay to call them out. This is how the psalmist starts. Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? When we see people boasting in their wealth, well, why do you boast in your wealth? You can't take it with you when your life comes to an end. It's only God who can give us eternal life. Trusting in him is the only way. It's not about money. It's not about the clever things we've done. It's about trusting in him alone. So let's trust in him today. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. This has been Psalm 52. God bless you and goodbye.